We are on Daf, Hey, Amid Aleph. I would first like to learn the first Isis on Daf, Hey, Amid Beis, the Takanta, the Takanta, and then we'll come back to the bottom Taisvis. Before we learn the Daf Taisvis on Daf, Hey, Amid Beis, I'd like to give a little hakdamah. We had Taisvis yesterday. Taisvis asked Zakasha, the halacha is by a choshud, the halacha is shekenegda in nishba v'noitel. So Taisvis asked Zakasha, why is there such a din of kenegda in nishba v'noitel? L'chayre, we should say miteich shen yochel l'shova mishalom. Since the choshud cannot swear, so he should be mechuyev to pay. On this kasha, Taisvis said two terutzim. One terutz was that, you're right, mikradin, we should say mitoich. Chazal were afraid that since this choshud can never swear, so the people will pounce down on him and be teveya from him. Let's say he'll borrow $5, so people will be tevei $10 from him, and he'll be a maid of a mitzvah, and he won't be able to swear since we'll say mitoich. So, v'yitlu kol ha-shaloi, so he'll end up penniless in a few months. So that is why Chazal made a takone shekenegde nishba v'noitel. But me'ikar adin, Achoshed Yisai Mitaych. That is the first Teretz of Taisvus. Shekenegdei Nishba V'Noitl is only a takone for the Choshud, it should not become penniless. The second Teretz of Taisvus was that you can't say Mitaych. He wants to swear. You don't want to let him swear, but you can't say Mitaych. Any Yochel Eshove, he wants to swear. So we had mentioned yesterday that Rav Naftali asks Akashem, he wants to swear, but he can't swear. The tachlis of the shvuah is to be mevara. What happened? A shvuah of a choshed is not mevara anything, because he says, he swears, but he's a choshed, so the shvuah is not mevara anything. So what pshat, he wants to swear, so he can't say mitayich, but his shvuah is worthless. So Rav Naftali says that Taisvis in the second Teretz holds that there is no, the Tachlis of Shvuah is not to be Mevara what occurred. The Tachlis of Shvuah is that the Teveya has a schus to demand for him to swear. After he swears, I still don't know what happened, but that is a schus tviya that the Teveya has, you should swear. And if he swears, he swears. So Memele, so the Choshet says, I also want to swear. You don't want to let me swear. That's your problem, not my problem. So therefore, Taisis in the second Teretz held that the whole concept of Mitoch Sheni Yochel Yishova is not applicable by a Choshet. That's the second Teretz of Taisis. The first Teretz of Taisis holds that there is a concept of mitoich by a choshe. So meikra din, we should say mitoich. So it seems that the first Teretz of Taisvus holds that the gedda of shvu is to be mevara, what happened, and your shvu is worthless, so you can't swear take. So there's a din mitoich shniach l'shova mishalom. That is l'chayre de machlekes, both the two terutzim of Taisvis, and we went a step further, and we said, this machloikes is totally in what the hoichocha lishova, the strength of the hoichocha lishova, how strong is it? The first teretz of Taisvis held that whenever there's a hoichocha, an eidechot, a moide b'mikzes, that a choche be'etzem is strong enough to be mechayev momen. That means I have a choche and a dechot, a moide b'mitzvah, a taina cheshuve. So that a choche be'etzem is strong enough to be mechayev momen. So I have a chacha, you owe money. The Torah was mechadish, if you'll be mevarer through a shvue, that it is not like that, so then you're potter. Cause man you're not mevarer through a shvue, you mechuyiv to pay. Because the chacha of eid echa, the moide b'mitzis, is a sufficient biro to be mechayev moment. So memele, so the first teretz of Taisvis holds, so therefore there's a din of mitoich. The whole din of mitoich is, it's not a new din of mitoich, yachal l'shava mishalom. The din of mitoich is a posh techeshbet. I have a chacha, you owe money. If you'll be mevarer with your shvuah, so that'll take away this eichoche. If you're not, you won't be mevarer with your shvuah, so you owe the money out to eichoche. So memele toisvis in the first teretz holds a choshet since he can't be mevarer, and I have a eichoche against him, a eichoche that's mechay woman, he's mechuyif to pay. That's toisvis in the first teretz. Taisvis in the second teretz holds that the heichoche that is mechayev shvu is not mechayev moment. The heichoche is only enough of a heichoche to be mechayev you to swear, but that's it. There's a new din. If you don't want to swear, if you can't swear, so then there's a din you mechayev to pay. But mitzad the heichoche that I have, he's a meide b'mitzis, he's an eidech, there's an eidech, that heichoche is only strong enough to be mechayev shvu. There's a new din, if you can't swear, or if you don't want to swear, you have to pay. So Memela, so Taisvis said in the second teretz, well, this person can't swear. The whole chiv is only a chiv shvur. He can swear, you don't want to let him to swear, so that's your problem, not his problem. So therefore, Taisvis holds in the second teretz that the concept of mitoich is not applicable by a choshud, since he wants to swear, and the whole tviya you have against the choshev is not a tviya of mumming, it's a tviya of shvuah, and he wants to swear, so let him swear. That's how we tried to explain yesterday the machloikis of both terutzim of Taisvis. Now let us go a step further, and then we'll see Taisvis daf hei amid beis. What will be the din by a shvuah de rabbonon? Will you, a shvuah de rabbonon, that there's a din of mitoich. Let's say there'll be a shvuah de rabbonon, we'll speak about cases later. A shvuah de rabbonon, will there be a din in mitoich? He can't swear, a case that he can't swear. Will there be a din of mitoich? Will I say, well, since you can't swear, you have to pay. Well, I'll say no, a shvuah de rabbonon is different. Now there's a taina of the k'tzois taina is, we should say, kol de tikkun rabbonon, kein de reise tikkun. Chazal wa mesaken a shvua de rabbonon. So just like by a shvua de reise, there's a din shvua, and it is a din of mitoich. L'chayre, the din should be the same by a shvua de rabbonon. We should say mitoich. And we'll see soon, there's other shittas that hold by a shvua de rabbonon, you say mitoich. Back out, the tzais is taina. Kol de tikkun rabbonon, kein de reise tikkun. But this shaila is dependent on the two terutzim of Taisvis. Now, if I learn like the second teretz of Taisvis, that afilu by a shvur the reis, that is only a ichocha and shvur. There's no ichocha and moment. There's a ichocha and shvur. So memeila, so there's a din, you have to swear. Then there's a din. If you don't swear, you have to pay. If you can't swear, you have to pay. So then, according to the second teretz of Taisvis, a shvuah de rabbonon, there'll also be a din mitoich. What's the difference? I never have a bill on mommy. I have a ichocha on shvuah. And the din is, if you don't swear, you have to pay. Or if you can't swear, you have to pay. That is according to the second teretz of Taisvis. According to the first teretz of Taisvis, we want to say the first teretz of Taisvis holds the whole din of mitoich is based, since I have a ichocha, you owe money, and you're not proving against the Tzaychacha through a Shmueh, because you can't swear, or you're not swearing, so you have to pay. I have a Chacha of moment. So this is only applicable by a Shmueh Deraisa. The Torah said, Amoy de Bemitzis, I have a Chacha your money, Eidechad, I have a Chacha your money. A Shmueh Derabonon, That means al kochach there's no echocha yozmani, because minatari don't have to swear. So al kochach there's no echocha. So shvua darabonon is only a din shvua. So what'll be the din if he can't swear? So you won't say mitoich. So this halacha, if there's a din mitoich by a shvua darabonon, is totally in the two terutzim of Taisvis. According to the first terutz of Taisvis, by Yeshua the Rabbonon, there won't be a din mitoich. And according to the second terutz of Taisvis, by Yeshua the Rabbonon, there will be a din of mitoich. Now, let us see Taisvis that Heyomet Beis. The Gemara asked Akashe, the Gemara said, we had a maisa with a raya, that Raya went and then there was a the Baal a behemoth tainted that I gave you over all my behemoths and he's a Kaifa Hakel. He says he didn't give me over anything. There was a case to weigh them were made that he ate up to behemoths. So the Gemara said, no, according to Rabchia Kamaisa, he'll have to swear. And if he won't swear, so there's a din of Shekenegdoi Nishba Benoitel. He's a choshe, so we can connect him nishba benoitel. So the Gemara asked Akashe, even if we don't hold like Rab Chiya Kamaise, but Lamaise is chayim ashvue derabonam, als ashvue seses, so the din should be, it also should be the same din. So why did Rab Zeire, when he said, this whole shtick teire, he said, misele Rab Chiya Kamaise, the din will be she connect by nishba benoitel. A fellow without Rabchia Kamaisa, since it's a Shavuos Heses Midarabonim, so my mother should be a din connect the Nishba Benoit. And that the Gemara answered. So the Gemara answered, the Rav Nachman Takantehi, the whole Rav Nachman is a Takone, v'takanto l'takante loy avdina. That means his Olchiyiv Shavuos is only Midarabonim. So the kinegdoi should be nishba v'noitel is a takone, an a takone, takanta, le takanta, loy abdina. So let us see the taptois, vis v'takanta, le takanta, loy abdina. Umitoi shen yoche le shove mishalim, le shayach oche kidefrishis. Now Taisvis is asking a pertinent question. We have to understand what Taisvis is answering. Taisvis learned our Gemara as follows. The Gemara said, let there be a din by a choshut, by shvuas heses, shekenegdoi nishba benoitu. Someone says, no, listen, no, shvuas adarabona, atakante, litakante, that kenegdoi nishba benoitu, there's not. But Taisvis, fine. So let's forget about kenegdoi nishba benoitu. But let us say mitoich. Let us say mitoich. So Taisad, which is a meridike kasha, loy shayach hoche kedefrishis. So Taisad doesn't explain why it's loy shayach hoche kedefrishis. I told you already, pshat. Zokte maram, you can learn pshat in Taisvis two ways. You can learn pshat in Taisvis like the second teretz of Taisvis. It's not shayach mitoich. He wants to swear. He wants to swear. You don't want to let him swear, so that's your headache, but he wants to swear. That was the second teretz of Taisvis. So, lo shayach ochem mitoich kedefrishis. Look in the second teretz of Taisvis. But what's according to the first teretz of Taisvis? According to the first teretz of Taisvis, there is a din of mitoich by a choshet. And the whole thing was a takonah le tzairach ha-choshet, but a takanto levdina. So let's say mitoich. What's with the first teretz of Taisvis? Zukta Maram, well there's another Taisvis, there's a Taisvis Taisvis Daf Gimel Amid Beis says, the first Taisvis says, Da Ashvue de Rabbonon loy oma hochi. Taisvis Daf Gimel Amid Beis says, by Ashvue de Rabbonon there's no din mitoich. Zok the Maram. So there are two ways to learn that Taisus Bekulei Boy, Deloidelei, the Taisus Dav Gimel Amid Beis. And Taisus says, by Shvuah the Reis, you say me Toich. By Shvuah the Rabbonon, lo yamohochi. By Shvuah the Rabbonon, you don't say me Toich. So Zok the Maram, that we can learn Pshat in our Taisus two ways. Ataisva says, sepasnish mitoich. So the Maram, you can say, tupshatim in Taisus. Either sepasnish mitoich, like the second teretz of Taisus, sepasnish mitoich, he wants to swear. You don't want to let him swear. Sepasnish mitoich. Or you can learn like Taisva's dav gimel amid beis, that says, by shvur da rabbonon. That means, according to the first teretz of Taisus, that sepasnish yom mitoich. So then you'll have to say, like Taisvist Daf Gimel Amud Beis, by Yeshua the Rabbonon, you don't say Mitoich. Now, these two Mahalchim shtim with what we just mentioned before. If you hold like the first Teretz of Taisvist, that Be'emes in Daichocha of Shvua Zaychocha of Momain, you have to be Mevarer Kineged, a Choshet can't be Mevarer, so then, So it's a past mitoich by a choshut. So then by a shvu, the rabbonon, there's no echoch of mamin. Because if the rabbonon were machayev a shvu, a koch, there's no echoch of mamin. Only by maida b'mitzvahs, by nechad is a chayev a mamin. So then, according to the first teretz, we hold by a shvu, the rabbonon, you don't say mitoich. That's according to the first teretz. According to the second teretz of Taisvitz, that there's no echoch of mamin, there's only echoch of shvuim, and there's a din, if you can't swear, you pay. So if that's the din, Savila Shvu the Rabbonon, like the Ksai says, called the Tikkun Rabbonon, Kei the Reis the Tikkun, there should be a din, there is like a din mitoich by Shvu the Rabbonon. So Taisa says, why didn't you say mitoich? So Taisa says, Sepasish mitoich, because he wants to swear. You don't want to let him swear. That's not called any Yochel Shoba. So these are the two Mahalchim in Taisa with Tafayim at Beis, which is totally in the two terutzim of Taisus, and it's totally, if by a shvu the rabbonon you say mitoich, this is also totally the two terutzim of Taisus. Now let us see the bottom Taisus. Now, before we see the bottom Taisus, let's also say a little hakdomet to the bottom Taisus. There are two lishaynis in the Gemara Masechet Shvuos, On this memra of Rav Nachman. There's a Mishnah Masechta Shvuos that there are two bovis in the Mishnah. The first bova of the Mishnah says as follows. The first bova of the Mishnah says, a person said, Mona li biyotcha, I lent you a mona, and he says, Ein lecha biyodi, I never borrowed a mona from you. He's potter. He's potter, period. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Mashbi, Noisei Shvuos Heses. That means, Midar Rabbonon, Akayf HaHakel is Mechuyit to swear. That's one lotion in the Gemara in Shvuos. Now, there's a second bova later in the Mishnah that says as follows. There's a second bova in the Mishnah that says, Monali Biyotcha, Amalayin, you're right, you're talking. Right? Like a part from you, a mona. He comes the next day. Nu, mona li biyotcha, give me the mona. Nasati loch, I paid you. What do you want? I owed you, and I paid you already. I paid you an hour ago. Now you're coming to mona again, I paid you. Also potter. He's a kaifa hako. He says he paid. There's a loss in the gemara. Omar Rav Nachman, mashbi noisei shvuos heses. But he has to swear shvuos heses. So what is pshat in the two lashonos of the Gemara? The second lashon of the Gemara, Rav Nachman is only going on the sefer. That means like this: Rav Nachman only said that you swear a shvuos heses when there's a drore de mamayne. That means we see that a person borrowed money. We see that tevei is not coming from Mars. He said monli biyot. He said, "Hey, the attack I borrowed." Now the next day we have a sichsach. He says, I paid you. The Malva said, you didn't pay me. With his adroga, the mamayne, there Rav Nachman said that you have to swear Shavuos Heses. But in the first case, when he said, Monali biyot, vam leilach biyot iklum. So there, Rav Nachman never said, you have to swear Shavuos Esses. You say, I owe you money. He says, I never bought anything from you. Then you don't have to swear Shavuos Esses. That is the second lashon of the Gemara. The first lashon of the Gemara is, Rav Nachman is going on the Reisha. Monali biyot, chayin lacha biyot iklum potter. So we have two lishaynis in the Gemara in Shavuos. The din of Shavuos Esses, does it need a drore de mamayna? Yes or no? The first lashon of Rav Nachman holds you do not need a drore de mamayna. You would afilu yizakay fahakal. I don't see any shaykhs of moment between the nitva and the taiveya. And the second lashon of Rav Nachman is dafka when there's a drore de mamayna, when there's no drore de mamayna, there's no shavuos esses. Fine. Now let's look at our Gemara. Before we come to Tosfos, let's look at our Gemara. In fact, the Gemara, four lines from the Gemara, hash the name the lesser le de Rav Chiya, even though we don't paskin like Rav Chiya, Nechayve mi de Rav Nachman. So let's swear Shavuos Esses mi de Rav Nachman. Four lines from the bottom. Disnan mone li biyotcha ein locha biyodei poter v'omar Rav Nachman mashbiyin oisei Shavuos Esses. You swear Shavuos Esses. So we see an often a Gemara that our Gemara holds that Rav Nachman holds a fellow and out without a drore de mamayne. You also swear. Oh, so Tosfos says that means when you learn Masechta the Shavuos, there's the Lashonis. Who knows how you pass it? Baruch Hashem, we're learning Bob Metzir. Here we see the Gemara, Astama the Gemara says, Mon Lepiot Ravama Rav Nachman. Fine. And now let us see Tosfos. Ein locha biyodi potter, va'omar Rav Nachman, Mahoche mashme, da loche kelishne kame, de peirik shvuas adayonim, dloi boi drore de mamayne. If the Gemara brought down, ein locha biyodi klum, there's no drore de mamayne whatsoever, filo koifer hakel, chaye shvuas esses, midaloi maise yoche seifer de nesativ loch poto. The Gemara brought Rav Nachman's memre, and the reisha, where there's no drore de mamayne. Why didn't the Gemara bring the Sefer? Are you asking from Rav Nachman? It's debatable what Rav Nachman is speaking about. Is a raya from our Gemara, mahoche mashme, that the Gemara brought the Reish, and Rav Nachman, by says, we pass in a fellow without a drore de mamayne, there's also a din of Shavuos Esses. That's what Tosfos is saying so far. Now, kan shayel aben, that means when you learn this Tosfos, the Tosfos is Shema Shemayim. It's a Shrek. Why is it a Shrek? Tosfos is Medayik from the Lashon of the Gemara. It said, Monoli Biyotcho, and the Gemara is on the Reishin. Rav Nachman said, we paskin like the Reishin. L'chayre, it's Mucha, forget about the Diyakal Hashaynes. What was the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara's Kasha was that let this Raya have to swear out Rav Nachman. By this Raya, was there a Dror de Mamayne? The guy came over to him and said, I gave you Behemoth today. And he said, no, you never gave me Behemoth today. So there's no Dror de Mamayne. The Gemara said, Kashel, let him swear out Rav Nachman. So why does Tosfos have to bring a Raya? Mehocha mashme, the Gemara brought the Reish of the Mishnah, and the Gemara brought the Memra of Rav Nachman. Ooh, it would seem we paskin, you don't need a draw of the Mamayna. Tosfos has to bring such a Raya. From the Gemara's Kasha, you see like that. In the case of the Raya, there's no draw of the Mamayna over here. And Afal Pikain, the Gemara said, let me swear Rav Nachman, so kochach, you don't need a draw of the Mamayna. Why did Tosfos have to ask from a dear kalosh? So if you look in Tosfos and Shavuos, so you'll see that this kash is not shver. Rabbi Natan said in Shavuos, our Gemara is a drore de mamayne. Why? Because he's not coming from Mars. Because every day he gave him over behemoth, So he comes over today. Today, we'll get, where's the behemoth? I just know Adim today. But that's called the Dror of the Mamayim. He's not coming from Mars. The Machlaikis is, if someone comes from Mars and he says, I lent you $100, without any Eichachas, you have a Shaychas with him, he says, someone lent $100, that's called, there's no Dror of the Mamayim. But if you were my Roya for the last 20 years, and every day I gave you, every day I didn't trust you because I gave you over with Edom, but every day I gave you my behemoth, God, today I didn't have any Edom, so I gave you over without Edom. So when I come over to you, I say, give me back my behemoth. So this is called Zicha Dror of the Mamayim. This is called the Dror of the Mamayim. We see he's not coming from Mars. This is called a Dror of the Mamayim. So Tosfos cannot bring a raya from the kasha of the Gemara. The kasha of the Gemara is a legitimate kasha, for you need a Dror of the Mamayim. Therefore, Tosfos only asks from the Loshen HaGemara. The more botan monali biyotcha, that's that. V'chein pirish bishorim deravai. And then, Bisharim the Rav Hai, Tosfos also paskin like this. This is a sefer. Rav Hai Goin wrote a sefer Shorim that were written. Hakavuche, the Meiri says something in the Akdomet to Ovis, the Mizamerdik Meiri in Ovis. The Meiri says, why don't we have Sforim from the Goinim? We have very little Sforim from the Goinim. We have Shorim the Rav Hai, and we have the Shultes. But that's it. We don't have sperm from the Goinim. Frek the Meiri, why don't we have sperm from the Goinim? So the Meiri says, the tkufa of the Goinim, you have the Goinim around. You have to write a sefer. You go over to the Goin, you ask him, there was no need to write a sefer. So the Meiri, just like Bismanen, someone will write the translation of a Gemara. No one wrote a translation of the Gemara. He was Bismanen before the article. So Kaponim, so he says, because everyone knows the translation of the words, you don't have to write a translation of the Gemara. So he said, Bisman Hagoinim, there was no Sveikis. You went over to the Goin. There were yeshivas, tremendous yeshivas. You had a problem, you went over to the Goin. On the spot, he told you. There was no need of Sforim. Why did Rav Hai go and write a sefer? Because he had a friend of his that became a dai and he went to a different city. So he wrote him, Shalom to Rav Hai Goin. So he should know, you're a dai, you have to know, Hilchishvuis. He wrote Shalom to Rav Hai Goin. Rav Achoy had a son that didn't want to learn too much, so he wrote the Shultas of Rav Achoy Goin. He should learn this, the son should learn the sefer. But there were the unique cases. Al Kaponim, this is the Shorim of Rav Hai Goin. That's sure we have. Yeah, we have the Shorim of Rav Hai Goin. V'chein pirish b'shorim de Rav Hai. So finish. So the Shorim Rav Hai paskin that you don't need a Dror of the Mamayim. Period. Now Tosfos says, fine. So now we know, Baruch Hashem, we know we paskin like the first Loshen of Rav Nachman, that fellow without a Dror of the Mamayim, without a Dror of the Mamayim, you also swear Shavuos Esses. Fine. V'toyin eina yedeya bakel. Now Tosfos is telling us Hilchos Shavuos Esses. What if he says, I don't know? Reuven comes to Shimya, I lent you $100. Not a Dror of the Mamayim. Shimon says, I don't know. I don't remember. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. Yishba she'ene yedeya. See, he will swear she'ene yedeya. Period. Iskan shoyel aben. Very good. What is Tosfos telling us of here now? What if he says any day, you'll swear any day. We're not dayonim. What does this have a shaychus to daf hey or medala from Bob Metzia? Tosfos says if he says any day. So the mayone chokhma says, I'm already kipshat on Tosfos. We just learned is a machlekes two terutzim in Tosfos the yisaymi toich and the shvur der rabbanon. Yisaymi toich, right? We that these are two mahalchim in Tosfos. Tosfos that gimel on the base holds yisaymi toich. The first terutz of Tosfos, the second terutz of Tosfos, well, you don't say. For Bakel, Tosfos that gimel base says you don't say mitoich. Tosfos over here says you. According to second terutz, you will say mitoich. So Tosfos said, "I'm murdered the kasha." I said, Akasha, if I paskin that without a drore the mamoine is a shpulis heses, so how can Rav Nachman say bori v'shema? So Reuben comes over to Shimon and says, I lent you $100. And Shimon says, I don't know. So the din is that he's potter to pay. Bori v'shem alav bori odiv. Any dem nischayavti loch he's potter. But Toysvus Rav Nachman holds is a shvuas heses. So let us say, mitoch sheni yochel l'shova mishalem. So Toysvus now, Toysvus just said, we paskin like the first loshen, that without a droge de mamayne is a shvuas heses. So I don't understand how can Rav Nachman hold, Rav Nachman personally hold, Bori v'shem alav bori yodif, if we say mitoich by yeshvua darabonon, so when Reuven comes over to Shimon, he says, I lent you $100. Look, Shimon, I don't know. So Rav Nachman says, no, Bori v'shem alav bori yodif. But now this Rav Nachman says, swear. You need to get to swear shvua sesis, even though it's swear. And he says, I don't know, I can't swear. So Vektoysa, she should be mechuyev to pay. If he can't swear, let him betef sheyoch l'shov and mishal. Why? So he should be mechuyev to pay. So Toysa says, no, he could swear. His shvua is, the shvua says is this, swear what you say. You're coming over to me, I owe. I'm telling you, I don't know. If I don't know, I'm potter to pay. Because Baruch Hashem Allah. But I have to swear that I don't know. So Taka swear, I don't know. So that was Toysa's kasha. Taisus had a kasha, if there's a din mitoich by a shvua the rabbonon, so how can you say bori v'shem ala bori yodo, but als mitoich he should be mechuyiv to pay. So Taisus says it's not en yochel l'shova, if he says en yedei, he'll swear en yedei. That's the shvua mutalolo. He's mechuyiv to swear, if en yedei is potter, he's potter. But swear that it's true that you don't know. So I can swear that I don't know. Finish. That's what I'm. Bim toy any yedei, but kill yishovish any yedei. So it's not a mitoich over here. So memela. Well, now let's go to the hayim at base. Zeh yishovish ain leibo poches mechetzia. So the Mishnah said, the Nusach HaShvua is, I don't possess less than half. I don't possess less than half. Now this Shvua is a Sheklach HaShvua. That means, could be doesn't possess anything, and he swears, I don't possess less than half. That's true. I don't possess anything. So it's a Modne Shvua. It's a very Modne Shvua. The Mishnah says he swears that I don't possess less than half, so he can get away with murder. He swore, with, I don't possess less than half. Sure, I don't possess anything. So that's the Gemara's kasha. It's like the Gemara kasha. I don't understand. Al de islay mishtaba, al de leslay mishtaba. He has to swear what he possesses. Doesn't make sense in the Nusach of the Mishnah. If he swears what he possesses, so that's good. He swears I possess half. That would be good. So that's a good shvua. But to possess, to swear I don't possess less than half, he's done what he doesn't possess. So this guy's getting away with murder. Could be he doesn't have anything. And he says, I don't possess less than half, which is 100% true, because I don't have anything. I don't possess less than half. That means like this, if he possess a third, and he says, I don't possess less than half, so then he's a liar. But if he doesn't possess anything, so Mameli saying the truth. I don't possess less than half. At this talus, I don't have less than half. I don't possess less than half in this talus. And that's 100% true because he doesn't have anything. So that's the Gemara's kasha. What kind of shvu is this? Al de islay mishtaba or al de leslay mishtaba? Let's see what Rashi says. Al de islay mishtaba, de leslay mishtaba. Habol yishov avalita l'chetzia. A person that swears and wants to take half. Tzorchi l'shov, he has to swear sheyesh leibo chetzia. Does he have to swear that he has a half? Or he l'shov, or to swear shein leibo poches mechetzia. He doesn't have less than half. If that's the shvua, shema ein leibo klum, maybe he doesn't possess anything. V'chi mishtave shein leibo poches mechetzia, when he says, I don't possess less than half, be'emesunish, by swearing the truth, shein leibo klum. because he doesn't have anything. So what did you accomplish with the Shvuah? This very edel Shvuah, I don't possess less than half, is not accomplishing anything. This person could be doesn't have anything, and he's swearing, and it's 100% true, and you're going to give him the Chaycha Datsu because of the Shvuah. If he would have a third, and he swears, I don't have less than half, then that would be a shvur shekel. He has less than half, he has a third. He doesn't have a half, and he says, I don't have less than half. Nishbahu be'emes, then he's swearing the truth. So what kind of shvuah is this? I don't possess less than half. So Mamela, yeah, could be you don't have anything. That's true, you don't possess less than half. Yeah. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Omar Ravunis, so Ravunis said, you're 100% right. We have to add a few words to the Mishnah. The Omar, he says like this, Shvue sheyesh liba. First he says, I have something in the talus. Oh, that's number one. And that what I have, the ain liba poches mechetsh. And that what I have is not less than half. So Mamela now, he has to be telling the truth. That means, first he says, Shvue sheyesh liba. So you have to have something. And if you only have a third, you just swore, I don't have less than half. So Mamelis al Kochach, with this combination of Shvuah Sheyesh Libo, Vein Libo, Pochas Mechetcha, al Kochach, it has to mean that he possesses at least a half. Zot fragt die Gemara, V'neime Shvuah Shekulosh Li, why does he have to say a Psaza, Gedref Adreta Loshen, Shvuah Sheyesh Libo, he's tining Kulosh Li. So why does he have to say such a Loshen? Let him say, he's tining kulashali. So let him swear kulashali. Look to Gemara, mi yefina le kula. Do we give him kula? Look to Gemara, fine. The name of shvua shechetche shali. So let him say shvua shechetche. Half is mine. This is a fadreita loshen over here. I have something and that what I have is not less than half. Let him say, you're giving him half. Let him swear. I have half. So the Gemara says, Morale le dibure. No. He can't swear half is mine. Because that shvue is seiser his taine. He comes to Besdin and he says, the whole talus is mine. Then he swears half of the talus is mine. It doesn't flow. That means the shvue is astire to what he said in the taina. He tainet kula shali, and he comes and swears half is mine. So that's no good. So the Gemara says, Hashtanami mori leile deburoi. So Moses, now also he's not swearing kula shali. So the Gemara says, Doma kula shali. So Moses says, no, here it's very good. The Oma kula shali. He said the whole talus is mine. According to you, that you don't want to give me the whole talis, I'm going to say, I have a bailus in the talis. And I don't have less than half. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, maybe I possess a third or a quarter. I don't have a chelik. The chelik that I have is not less than a half. Me avina like kula. I have a teifis by. Vim yashbiu al kula. Are laz lebezden. Ma'acher shekula shali shaloi. Vim omru yachleiku. So Rashi says, Pshat, the Gemara's Kashim, how could he swear the whole thing is his? We don't give him the whole thing. And since we don't give him the whole thing, and he'll swear that the whole thing is his, so this will be Allah's Lebezdin. That means he swears the whole thing is his, the Bezdin gives him half.
And the Rishash asked the Kasha, why does Rashi have to say such a, what Rashi says, it's a Shvuah Shav. Each one will swear the whole thing is his, so it's a Shvuah Shav. Reuben says the whole thing is mine, Shimon says the whole thing is mine. So Shvuah Shav, Rashi says that it's a very interesting reason. You can't swear Kula Shali, because Bezdin is only giving him half, and if he swears the whole thing is his, so, well, it's a laz on Bezdin. He swears the whole thing is his, and you give him half. Well, that's, let's say Poshut, it's a Shvuah Shav. It could be, there's a Gemara in Shvuas, if a person swears, and Liboy Onsoy, that means he taka thinks, the Gemara brings down the Maisa, there were two Talmidim of Rav. One Talmud swore, Rav said this. And one said, Rav said this. And one was Zichar wrong. And they both swore that Rav said this. So the Gemara said that no one was over a Shvuah Sheker. Because Libach Onsach, you're under the impression that Rav said this. That's not called a Shvuah Sheker. Shvuah Sheker means, I know I'm wrong. If I think I'm right, so that's not called a Shvuah Sheker, a Shvuah Shav. So Mamela, it could be that Rashi did not want it. That could be, is not a problem that it's a Shvuah Shav. Because Allah is not a Shvuah Shav, but there's a different reason that we can't let him swear kulishly and Bezdin will give him half, because it's Allah's labez. So the Gemara says, so let him swear half as his. First he came to Bezdin and says, the whole thing is mine. Now he says, half is mine. So the Gemara says, Hashtin nami morele lidiburi, the omar kula shali, terutse, no, I'm saying everything is his. Ula divrechem, she'ein atem maminimli bekula, you don't believe me, shvue sheyeshli bos, I'm gonna swear I have a bailus in this palace. And this bailus, be'ein li bo, poches mechetsio. But this bailus is not less than I have. Zuk Toisves, al de islay mishtabe, vek Toisves, v'af al gav, da al das bezdin mashbi in oisoy, ikom okim lehavale lesaken shvua beloshin, le mishtame shechetsye shaloy. Now Toisves is asking a very interesting kasha, and Toisves is saying, you say this to Keteret. The klal is, that when bezdin is mashbiya, a person swears al das bezdin. That means like this. Bezdin tells him, swear ein liboy poches mechetsia. Now, what does bezdin mean like that? Bezdin means ein liboy poches mechetsia, that you possess a half. He's going to say, I don't have nothing. Ein liboy poches mechetsia. So the din is, if you swear ein liboy poches mechetsia, And you'll think, because I have nothing, is only bapoches mechetsi. I got news for you, Rabbi. After 120 years, you're gonna come up lemaila, the bezbrenin in gehenim for this, because you can't say pshetlach in what Bezdin told you to swear. Bezdin meant only bapoches mechetsi. That means that you have half, not that you have nothing. A person swears al das Bezdin mashbiyin oisay. So what's the Gemara's kasha? The islay mishtabe, the leslay mishtabe. You just say this loshin. Bezdin does not mean you're fadreta pshetel. Bezdin means that ainli bapoches mechetsi. That means my bailus is at least a half, and then that you're pshetel hagonish. What's on the Gemara's kasha? So Taisva says halachically that's 100% right. But you don't do such a thing in Bezdin, because if the Baldov, Bezdin means that he won't take it seriously, even though al das Bezdin mishtabe, if it's a Heinreden, that's what you say. I'm thinking something else. So Memele, Bezdin should never be misaken. Bezdin should never be misaken such a shvue, which will be perhaps misleading to the nitva. The name of shvua shekula sheli l'rabbonu de menanes porich lechayshi l'shvua shav. According to Benanes, we had by Chemveni Alpen Kosei that the poyelim swear and the Chemveni swear, so Benanes says it's a shvua shav.
So Tosfos says the Gemara's kasha is according to the Rabbon on the bananas. Kula sheli ledivreichem. Va'avol gav de kuma dov koma kula sheli lemishtabesh chetzi sheloi shem mora ledibureh. It's mora ledibureh. Fine. Zog the Gemara weiter. Fragte Gemara. Vechime acher. שזה תופוס ואימד, וזה תופוס ואימד, שבו אזולם. Each one is holding the talis. Why do you need a שבוע? Now we have to know, it's a very difficult gemara. Why is this a difficult gemara? Because we learned, הוכי דתבייו תופסי, Palgilo Bishwe. The Gemara that Bezem at Bey says that since both of them are holding the talis, you make a chalukah with a shwe. So Rashi says, Bishwe Palgilo, given the machusa gabaine bemeshech avere toifis, bahai toifis bekula, bahai toifis bekula, like kimlo l'rabona loitzi momin mechaskose bechdi. Gemrin Hosn Rabon and the boy Raya, it's Richem Shvuah. Rashi and Avbeis Amet Beis explained the Inyan of the Shvuah. The Inyan of Shvuah is as follows. Rashi said and Avbeis Amet Beis, if one person is holding something and the second one says it's mine, so there's a din Rabid, Amitz Mechaber Olabarai. Want to take away from him, you have to bring to aid. That's the din, if he's holding. But if both of them are holding, if both of them are holding it, So then, I'm not called a meitzim mechaveiroi because I'm also holding it. He's not called a meitzim, but he's holding. So memela, I don't have to bring edim, but since it's mechusa gevaina, that means I'm holding, but you're also holding, so you have to be mevara with a shvua. So that's the inyan of shvua. That means you're not called a complete mursik because I'm also holding it. But lemaisa, you're holding it also. So since you're holding it, so I have to be mevara with a shvua. That's what Rashi said, that beizam at beiz. So and that when we learned that beizam at beiz, we understood very well why you have to swear. And here, on that heyam at beiz, all of a sudden, the gemara is sakashe. V'chim he'acher, she'zeh tov v'svoimet, v'zeh tov v'svoimet, shvua zulom, why do you have to swear? So we should write down, ayin that beizam at beiz barashi, v'tim tzanachas. I mean, what's your problem? That's a problem. So, I'd just like to mention, this is a big problem, which the Rishonim speak about. This is a big problem. I mean, all of a sudden, the Gemara and Daf Hei Amud Beis, why do you have to swear? We spoke about it in Daf Hei Amud Beis. Not so far behind. So why, what's the Gemara's kasha? The Shita Mekabetzes, we had mentioned the Shita Mekabetzes on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, the Shita Mekabetzes said as follows. The Mishneh Shnayim Oichsim Betalis is speaking about two cases. One case, Oichsim Bekarkashte, that's holding the ends of the talis. And so they're both holding the ends of the talis. In that case, that's what that Beis Amud Beis is speaking about. Each one is a Murzik in the whole thing. It's not called a Meitz Mechaveira. You have to swear. I'm taking away a little from him. He's taking it from me. We have to swear. But the Mishnah is speaking about another case also. Shnayim Oichsim Betalis is also speaking about that each one held half of the talis. That means half of the talis is in his hands. They're not holding together. Reuven is holding half the talis. It's crumpled up half the talis in Reuven's hands. Half the talis is in Shimon's hands. They're coming together to Bezdin. Both of them are holding half of the talis. They're also, the Mishnah says, Yachloiku Bishvua. Here the Gemara had a problem. Here, whatever Reuven is holding, he's a muchzik. Shimon is not holding anything. So whatever Reuven is holding is in the, it's in his hand is command the posik domik. He's a muchzik. So why should Reuven have to swear? He's holding it. Why should Shimon have to swear? So that's what the Rabbeinu Yonason says in the Shita Mekabetzes, that the Mishnah is speaking about two cases. Also a case that each one is holding half of the talis. The whole half of the talis is in his hand. And the Mishnah also says, Yachloiku b'shvua. So here the Gemara is the kasha, why yachleka b'shua? Each one is a muchzik. Omar Rav Yochanan Shvua zu takonas chachomim shelo yei kol echad ve'echad hoylech v'toikev v'talishei shel chaveiroi v'oymar shelihu. So Rav Yochanan said, you're 100% right. If you're going to go and Hilchis Dinei Momenes, you're going to pass on the Shaila, Reuben is a Murzik and Shimon is a Murzik, you're 100% right. And Dinei Momenes, no one has to swear. But a Metziah is a very scary affair, like we had in that Beis Amid Beis. People are my Reheta. He didn't work for it. He picked it up. He found it. So Shimon will see this, so he's holding, Reuven has picked up a talus, and he's happy, oh, Baruch Hashem, I find that he's walking along, happy. Shimon sees the shame of Shemaim, because he picked it up. So he goes and grabs away from him, so the both start grabbing. So this is a very shchir dikazach. When they come to Bezdin, each one is only holding half. But Bezdin realize this can very easily come about, because there are people in this world who feel that it's not Yosha, he didn't work for it, and it should belong to Matalis for free. So Mamela, there's such people in this world. Shaloi, Shaloi, Yehei, Kolechad Ve'ekev, Toikev, Talisa, Shal Chaveiroi, Vo'ima Shalihu. So Mamela, that is why Chazal made a Takona of Shvua. Rekte Gemore, V'neima, Migu, Dechoshed, Amamoyne, Choshed, Nami, Yashvuosa. So Memele, so you're saying that they were Mesakin a Shvue on a person who's stealing. You're saying this is Mesakin a Shvue on a person who's stealing. I mean, he himself saw that Reuven picked up the talus, and now he is grabbing it away from him. So how can a Shvue help? So the Gemara says, Lo yamrine migu dechoshed amamoy nechoshed ashvuos. And Moses says, no, a person can steal, but it will come to swear, he won't swear false. Let us see what Rashi says. V'neim amigu dechoshed amamoy nechoshed ashvuos. Ad Rav Yochanan pos. Toma chashdu rabono shema yelech v'toike v'talishe shel chaber. V'oymer shelihu. And then he'll say, Shaliyu, im choshetu bekach, choshetu nami leshova. So if a yechoshet, that a person will do such a thing, so he's choshet to grab away, that person will swear false also. So the Gemara answers, loyem rinim, techomu leinshi iser shvue me iser gzele, that people, gzele is, that by people is not so chomo, but the iser shvue is chomo by people. So memele, so if I'll be matal a shvue, so memele, then there's no problem. He won't swear false. So the Gemara says, fine. So that was the yisod that Rabbi Yochanan said, amigo de chosha moina loy chosha da shvue. Yet the Eloi Taima Hochi, if you won't say like this, Haid Omar Rachmona Moide Mitzvah Satayne Yeshova, the Torah said, that a Moide Mitzvah should swear, I don't believe him. Reuven wants from Shimon $100. Shimon is Taifa and 50, and I tell Shimon to swear. So if you don't believe Shimon, so you're saying that Shimon is a Choshed Amma Moine. So how can he swear? Name amigud achoshed amamay nachoshed ashvuos. So you see clearly, you don't say amigud achoshed amamay nachoshed ashvuos. So the Gemara says, "Hosam ishtamuti kom ishtamet lei." There is no raya by halvom. There is ishtamuti kom ishtamet. There he does when he says, "I don't owe you." You have to read between the lines. He doesn't mean to say, I don't know you. He says, forget, you have to hear the whole sentence. I owe you, tak I owe you, but not as much. And so that means, in other words, I owe you and I intend to pay you at the present time. I don't have money to pay you. That person is not a choshed amamoyne. So mamela, that is why you have to
There you have to swear. But here, we're choshed a person is going to grab away from someone. So here, it could be, so it's not right from way to be mitzvahs. So it's Rashi, kidera, ishtemuti, amishtamit. Le choshed a mamayni, kidera, bedom, alam, neymah, omrotayrem.